Welcome back, everyone. TJ Mills Stadium in Sealy. It's the Navasota Rattlers taking on the Sealy Tigers in Game 2 tonight. We're visiting with head coach Casey Dacus. This is the pregame show brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air Conditioning. Coach, let's talk about the season opener. Episcopal comes in here, 34-28 win for the Knights. I know one thing that you said after the ball game is that you kind of laughed at all the prognosticators because a private school comes in, you don't know a whole lot about them, and you think, well, Navasota ought to have an easy time. You knew better than that going into the game, that this was a good football team.
Absolutely, yes, sir. They, you know, we knew going in. We've seen them on film, and we've known of their history the last couple of years and what they've had, you know, coming through Episcopal, and we knew they were going to be well coached and well prepared, and they were. They were everything that we thought they would be, and they got after us a little bit. We dug ourselves a pretty good hole early on in the game, and I was real proud of the way our kids fought back and kind of competed against a really good football team.
Let's talk about the game a little bit. How much of the start? They go up 21-0. You obviously see some things that you needed to improve and made great adjustments at halftime. We'll talk about that in a minute. But how much of it do you attribute to that this was your season opener and this was their second ball game? You talk about improving from the first game to the second game. Well, this was their second game.
That's exactly right. You know, one of the things in coaching, and you learn this at an early age in your coaching career, is that typically the biggest improvements made from game one to game two, you know, after kids get a game under their belt, they're able to make adjustments a lot easier and a lot faster and usually a lot better. And I thought that really showed the other night, the way they jumped out on us early. We looked like we were a little bit deer in the headlights, if you will. And I think we finally settled down and started playing a little bit towards the end of the first half. And we kind of relaxed and kind of settled into the flow of the game a little bit. But then, again, the second half, I thought we played really, really good. I wish we had started the game that way. I think we would have probably been on the other side of the outcome if we had. But it was a great learning experience for our kids, and hopefully we'll be able to improve from game one to game two like Episcopal did.
Well, you talk about the end of the first half, and how big is it to be able to go into the locker room with something positive? You score that touchdown, a great sort of reach-back catch by Kierick Moore, one of three touchdowns that he had on the night. How big is that to be able to go into the locker room having been the last team to score?
It is a really big deal. You know, going in, we didn't have much to hang our hat on, you know, up until that point. And so when we were able to score right before halftime, I think it gave everybody a lift, and everybody realized, okay, now we're back in the game. You know, 14 points, you can overcome that, you know, and psychologically it's a lot easier to think about overcoming a 2-touchdown lead than it is a 3-touchdown lead. And so I thought that was a big lift for our kids, and I was really proud of the way they responded in the second half.
I know it's early in the season, and you don't want to talk up kids a whole lot because there's a whole lot of the season to go, but it's hard to ignore a kid like Kierick Moore. He comes in. He obviously, you know, wants to be the go-to receiver in this offense, and he certainly showed the other night how talented he is. Three touchdown catches. He had an interception. Big night for this kid.
Absolutely. He's really worked at it, too. You know, Kierick's one of those kids that doesn't say a whole lot, but when he does talk, everybody seems to listen, you know. And no question his goal is to be the number one receiver. And to his credit, he's done a really good job of kind of assuming that mantle, if you will. He's the only guy that we really have back out of the starting four guys that we play at wide receiver that's really got any Friday night experience. And so it's important for him to take leadership in that position group. And I think he's done a pretty good job of that. Zach certainly looks for him. He's a guy we count on to make plays. And the other night he did a really, really, really good job of making some plays.
Well, that's the next guy I want to talk about is your quarterback, Zach Dyer. How did you assess his play in the first game, especially in that second half where it seemed like, A, he had more time to make his decisions, and B, it looked like his decisions were a whole lot better.
Yes, sir, and it's going to come for Zach. You know, he's starting a new offense now in a situation where we're asking him to throw the ball and make some a little bit of a different read, if you will, as far as reading secondary coverages. You know, at Iola, they were predominantly a running team, and here we're kind of trying to be a little bit more 50-50, you know, a little bit pass, a little bit run, trying to be as multiple as we possibly can, and he's done a really good job of kind of learning the conceptual things that we're trying to get installed, and I think the more snaps he takes, the more comfortable he's going to get. And I think the other night the game slowed down for him a little bit in the second half, I think just because of his comfort level. You know, he started to relax, and I think he started to feel a little bit better about things. So we're excited about the progress he's making. There's no question we have to make more, not just with Zach, but with everybody, especially on our offensive side of the ball. And I think the more, you know, the more reps we get, obviously the better we're going to get at it.
offensive line, after looking at the film, how do you assess the way that they played and improved throughout the game?
I thought they did a really good job. You know, early on, it took us a little bit of time to get used to the size of those Episcopal kids. You know, they were really, really big, and they moved pretty good for as big as they are, especially the defensive end, number 88. He seemed to be all over the field in the first half, and he was in the second half as well, but I thought we did a better job of containing him. It surprises because they lined him up across from Jordan Jefferson. We thought they might line him up away from Jordan, honestly, and we had kind of game planned that way. And then when he lined up across from Jordan, that kind of helped us out because Jordan's a big, you know, strong kid who can definitely handle his own. And we were happy that they put him in front of Jordan, honestly, because that helped our offensive line kind of settle in a little bit. But we made some adjustments in the second half. We tried to pick up the tempo a little bit. And when we did that, we think we kind of wore them down a little bit in the second half. And I think that also helped us, that they weren't able to pin their ears back quite as good as they did early on.
All right, we will be back. This is the Gessner Heating and Air Conditioning pregame show with Coach Casey Dacus. When you talk about Sealy, Coach, you finished here in 1994, and we were visiting earlier. That is the year that Sealy started their four straight 3A state championships under Coach Mills. Only two coaches in the history of Texas high school football have ever won four straight state championships, and it happened right here on this field. So when you hear the name Sealy, that's obviously a storied program in Texas high school football.
That's exactly right. They have such a good tradition and such a good group of kids that usually come through there. You know, Coach Mills was fantastic back when he was the head coach there, and Coach Mobley, who's now the head coach at Sealy, you know, he came from Sweetwater, which is also a storied program, so they're no strangers to success. They do a really, really good job there. Coach Mobley is, you know, in his second year there, and you can already see a major improvement just in the 1 year since he's come on board, and again, they're just, it's a fantastic program.
He won a state championship himself in Sweetwater in 2016, and I was reading that in the years that they were there, 38-4 record at Sweetwater. This guy obviously knows how to coach winning football.
No question. You know, and being from Graham, where I was at, you know, previously we ran into some different teams, and we kind of had common opponents, and we never had the opportunity to play those guys while we were there, but we always had one eye on them just because we knew that they were well coached and they were going to do a good job. And the same's true now at Sealy. You know, he's implemented the same type of program that he had while he was at Sweetwater. You can already see the strides they're making. He's got great coaching staff, a couple of those guys I coached with at Graham, honestly. And so I know what they're going to bring to the table, and we're going to have to be ready to play on Friday. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
Well, what are they going to bring to the table? Obviously, I guess you had some folks there watching their 56-14 win over Wharton. I was reading their newspaper accounts of that game, and it looks like on the defensive side of the ball, they really swarmed at the ball.
They really do, you know, and they're multiple on defense. Sometimes they're in an even front, a 4-3, and then other downs they'll be in a three-man front and odd. And so I think they're just going to try to mix it up. I think they try to figure out, you know, what makes you uncomfortable, and they kind of try to stay with it. But you're right. One of the characteristics of Coach Mobley's defenses has always been that they run the ball really, really well. They pursue really, really well. And they're disciplined, and they do exactly what they're coached to do. And so when you play opponents like that, you've got to be ready to execute at a high level in order to take advantage of some things from our perspective. And so we're excited about that that opportunity come Friday night. As far as their offense goes, they're typically a spread team. They have been for a long time under Coach Mobley. They do a really good job of sharing the ball, getting into different playmakers' hands. They're not one-dimensional. They do a good job of mixing run and pass, and they just do a really good job, and we're excited about the opportunity.
But they do pass a lot, if I'm reading the stats right, from the Wharton game, 23 of 33 for their quarterback, so that he puts the ball in the air 33 times. That's got to make Eric Dickerson shake his head, you know, that his alma mater is now a spread team throwing it 33 times. But you're a spread team. They're a spread team. Talk about their offense. They pass the ball a lot.
They really do. You know, they line up in four wide, sometimes five wides and empty, and sometimes they'll put an H-back or a tight end into the backfield, and they'll try to mix formationally a little bit here and there. But you're right, they're more comfortable throwing the ball than they are running the ball. They do a really good job. You know, they scheme really well. Their kids understand how to attack leverage, how to find space. And so our defensive guys are going to have a tall order on Friday night. We're going to be challenged pretty good.
I like to always sort of highlight a senior on your football team with every pregame show, and I picked Jay Jones. Jay had a big pickup of the fumble. They put the ball on the ground. Jay picked it up. dragged a defender or two into the, or actually an offensive player into the end zone on that scoop and score. Jay Jones, talk about, we talked a little bit about him last week, about he could play any position on the football team. Great two-way player for you.
No question. He can play anywhere we wanted to. If we wanted to play him anywhere, he could do it. He's got that kind of ability, and he's a good leader for us. You know, he's a vocal guy, and our kids tend to follow him. You know, when he speaks, again, everyone listens. And Jay does a good job there. You know, the other night we needed a spark on defense, and he did a really good job of making a play. And that's what we ask guys to do. You know, they're going to be put in positions to be one in one-on-one battles, and we need to win some of those. And the other night I thought Jay did a really good job of making a play at the goal line, a scoop and score, kind of breaking the momentum a little bit and kind of swinging it back our direction. And I thought that was a big play in the game and kind of helped us kind of get our feet under us and kind of start moving a little bit better offensively as well. So, you know, Jay's a good player. He's a good leader. He can play anywhere, and he's got the respect of his teammates.
How big would it be for your program to go on the road and beat a team like this tonight? Obviously, high school football, they call it three different seasons. You got your pre-district, you got your district, and then hopefully you got the playoffs after that. But it would still be big for you to go on the road and win a game like this.
For sure. No question about that. You know, Sealy's such a storied program. It's a great test for us. You know, we loaded up the front side of the schedule this year in pre-district just because we wanted to challenge our guys, you know, and hopefully by the time district rolls around, we'll be challenged, and I have no doubt that we will, you know, so that way the district competition doesn't seem quite as tough. You know, last week we played a really good Episcopal team. This week we're playing a really good Sealy team on the road, like you said, and obviously it's a lot tougher to win on the road than it is at home. And so I kind of like that, though. Honestly, I kind of like the idea of getting on the buses and taking kind of a business trip approach, you know, to the game and helping guys kind of get away from the distractions of playing at home and kind of locking in and getting a focus, you know, on just that one team and taking care of business one play at a time, getting to the next play. So we're excited about it. We're ready to play, and we're looking forward to Friday night.
Coach Casey Dacus, let's go get them. Good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Coach Casey Dacus. This is the pregame show with Coach Dacus, brought to you by Gessner Heating and Air Conditioning. Bryce Jones and I will be back. We'll get you the starting lineups, and we'll kick this one off. Game two of the high school season. You're listening to Navasota Rattler Football on Willie 98.7.